It is The Riot. This is the Monday podcast. Woo! Yeah, come
Woo-hoo!
On. Man, who is excited about all the opportunities that another week brings?
Now, are you including in this podcast all the excitement that Monday has been, you know, with you and your water leak
adulting,
at home?
Yeah.
All the hashtag adulting?
Yep, it's in there.
So wait till you hear what Obi has today.
I'm pretty excited about it. It's going to be a thing. I'm going to go...
do some stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, guys.
We've also got details, of course. We've announced the Radio U Riot live event. We'll be at Radio U Riot on Facebook and YouTube on a Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. If you want to join us and watch a special Riot show that we'll be hosting in honor of our anniversary, that will be available there.
Yes, indeed. So you want to make sure that you're making those plans for Thursday night. You don't want us to do that and for you to miss it.
Well, that'd be wrong.
I don't want us to do it and you miss it. So make sure that you don't. Let's see. In the podcast today, there's my adulting. We talk Legend of Zelda again. How you could smoke pot at the gym. Sweet. Or not.
Or is it?
And let's see. Riot anniversary cake, Apple pilgrimages, and how much chicken's in your chicken sandwich. And some other things. Nikki, you're waving.
I was yawning.
It's a big stretch.
Sometimes when you yawn, you put your arms up and then you're like, you wave your arms.
It was a good one.
Whew. Now I'm energized.
I know. I'm excited, too. So let's go out there and really make a difference, guys.
Let's go, guys.
Let's podcast.
Hands in and go podcast.
Podcast. Woo! It is The Riot.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things The Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
This weekend, I discovered what I think is about as close to the freebasing / directly injecting coffee into your veins experience at home as possible. And that is making your own pour-over coffee at home.
Oh, did you finally do that?
I did. I got a... Now, I realized there are many options for pour-over, and I knew as soon as I posted a picture, people would start it with like, well,
that's not the best you could get.
Why didn't you get this? Why didn't you get that? Do you need a pour spout and a more exact way to measure temperature?
Guys.
Like, you know... But I knew that was coming.
Sure.
I knew. Like, I knew as soon as I did it.
Honestly, no matter, you could have put the top one on there and there still would have been someone who would have critiqued or said there was something better.
That's the highest rated, but it's not the best.
Yes.
I get it. I know. Like, there's such a, people are so into coffee and it's such a thing. I knew that was coming. Like, I knew all that was true. Now. That being said, I got someone gave me for Christmas a Starbucks pour over, which is essentially a large coffee mug with a hole in the bottom that you put your coffee in, you do the pour over there, and then it drains out into whatever cup that you have put beneath it. So I made it and it tasted great.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I couldn't do better. I know I can do better, guys.
Listen, it's just the starting off point. Bless you. Oh, yes. Yes.
Wow.
It was impactful.
Yeah, it really moved me. But that being said, it was delicious.
Yeah.
And wow, what a rush when I got done.
That's because it was pure there. That's
it.
That's
was.
It.
And I actually thought to myself, I was like, you know what? We can't.
It's an on and every day.
Can't live in this world right here. Like, this is so far coffee at its most powerful in my home space. Granted, it wasn't espresso. It was still, you know, coffee.
Sure, but more than what you were used to.
And I just thought, nope, that's too good, too powerful, too potent. This is a sometimes food. This is not an all-the-time food. Because I'll tell you what, if I start down that road, I really am not coming back.
Then you're just always late for the show because it's like, well, I was doing a pour-over.
I was doing a pour-over, but you know what? I feel like the result, really. I'm so hyper that I'm actually calm now.
I know it works in reverse.
Like, I'm so hyper that I'm moving so fast that I've slowed down.
It's like I can't even see you anymore. You're moving so fast.
That's where we're headed. And so I just want you to know.
That's not an everyday thing.
It's not, but I'll tell you, dude, even that Starbucks pour over, which I think is like 15, 20 bucks, man, it was good. It was good, Nikki. I liked it.
Well, now you know how to do it at home, the most dangerous thing ever.
I do. Now, it takes a little more work, a lot more effort, but sure was good. Yeah. So, but you'll notice throughout the show today that lack of energy that I have, it's because I... You know,
you
I
had
didn't
that
do it
over
this
the
morning.
Weekend. Yeah,
that was a weekend only thing. So
your body's just had enough of a taste of it to crave it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
When the Riot says it's not you, it's them. It actually is them. No, seriously, they are the problem.
People like them have problems. It's a social fact.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
So last night were the Oscars, and
well, at least we get a viral video out of it to watch today.
Yeah,
you get something.
You almost wonder, like, was it on purpose?
Maybe
just to get people talking about it some more. I don't know. But last night at the Oscars, if you didn't stay up till the end. Best Picture was announced as going to La La Land, but...
There was a mistake.
That was a mistake.
So, who was it that had it? Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway.
Yes.
Were announcing, but the problem is they were given the wrong envelope.
They were.
So that envelope was for Emma Stone for La La Land, but not La La Land as the Best Picture.
Right. So, Moonlight won Best Picture...
But no one knows until way into the acceptance speeches with everybody on stage.
Mm-hmm. So that's something to watch, I guess. That's kind of a mess.
I don't like sometimes watching that stuff because it's like, oh, it's a train wreck. Oh, it's coming. You know, it's very uncomfortable.
You're watching it all unfold
and
poorly.
This one guy who had just given a speech, it's like he has to act like he's okay with it, but you can tell he's just
not
revved up. He's probably not 100%.
You know what? Like, that was his big thing. Like, he wanted to win Best Picture. He was giving his acceptance speech, thanking people. Like, how embarrassing is it that you've done that and all of that? And then somebody's like, look,
nope,
we were just fooling and stuff. Like, you didn't actually win. My bad. And he does. You have to give him credit. You can tell he's mad, but he absolutely
just handles it.
He does. He handles it very professionally. I imagine backstage, some of that professionalism may have evaporated under the heat.
Well, I would hate, you're always known for that. You know, like, I would hate Jimmy Kimmel if I was that, because then that's always attached to me.
Yeah,
just like
time
with Steve Harvey for the mistake he made with the pageant announcement.
Right.
But for this, you feel really bad because it really wasn't their fault. They didn't just say the wrong name.
Well,
The envelope was wrong.
That was the same thing that happened to Steve Harvey. Yeah. Like, he didn't just give the wrong...
Oh, I thought he said the wrong one. Just
no,
because.
It would... No.
No, his was an envelope? Nope. Sorry, Steve Harvey.
He just did it because he wanted to.
Well, no, like, I thought he made a mistake. Like, who does it?
No, it was one of those things where it wasn't
so
his
fault.
So it was
identical.
Yeah, it's just that, obviously, they didn't get the message out for Steve Harvey.
Hey, I barely remember that thing. It feels like that was like a lifetime ago.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now we've got somebody. We can forget about it and focus on this instead.
Yeah, here's the new one.
So other movies that won, Casey Affleck won Best Actor. Jeff Bridges won Best Supporting Actor. Emma Stone won Best Actress. And Viola Davis.
That was the envelope.
Yes.
For the one.
They're bad.
Yeah.
And then Zootopia won Best Animated Feature Film.
And so then Moonlight won Best Picture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did we not say that?
I can't remember if we did or not. Just in case.
So there we have it. The Oscars. That's all. I'm keeping my Oscar editorializing in
to
check
yourself,
today.
I've decided.
I'm good.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
When I read things like this, it bums me out a little bit that I've lost all my teeth. At least, I hope I won't be losing any more of my teeth in my life again ever. I had four of them pulled a year or two ago. That was a great experience.
Was it just to make room, or was that your wisdom teeth stuff?
That was my wisdom teeth, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
You don't realize you really like all your teeth until they have to get pulled.
Until somebody takes one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But according to this survey from Delta Dental, they're actually a dental insurance company. So wink, wink.
Take this for what it's worth.
But they say that the Tooth Fairy's cash payout for teeth is now higher than it ever has been before. $4.66 on the average.
For when you put a tooth under your pillow?
Mm-hmm. They say that that is a 75-cent increase from last year because it was sub $4 last year. So, man, that's the real measure of how the economy is doing is what is the Tooth Fairy doing on the payouts?
No, and that's if, like, a donation is being made in your name when you leave your tooth under your pillow. Like, the money amount's that big instead of actually getting cash yourself.
Oh, this is interesting. They say that cash payouts on the first lost tooth are higher than they are on additional teeth. So, like,
yeah,
when
you remember Not like I remember when I lost my first tooth, but
I honestly don't remember losing my first tooth.
That was a big moment, I bet. So you probably got more money, and then it got less important as the days went on.
I remember people constantly offering to tie a string to my tooth and slam the door.
To get it out?
Various other very cruel things that people offered to do in exchange for my teeth. I think that's my tooth memory. Do you remember losing teeth?
Like, I remember it being a big deal? I had a little thing where my baby teeth went. Like, you had a little case for it.
Yeah.
And then I just remember my brother knocking out a few.
You're going to be buried with that?
No, I don't think I still have it anymore. Oh, okay. But I just remember, like, oh, there were my baby teeth. That's all I remember. So I don't remember what, like, money amount I got.
Wait, your brother knocked some of your teeth out?
Yeah, with a pool ball. He hit some of mine out. But the good thing was they were baby teeth. So it was fine. It was like, thank you. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Awesome.
I remember that vividly, but that was it.
That's actually when you break out from time to time, just as a reminder.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, hey, I'm really having a good time at Thanksgiving. Glad all my teeth are here.
Whenever you're near a pool table, you're like, oh, I remember this.
Hey, could you not? Okay, thanks. That'd be great. So $4.66. I bring this up because if you find yourself, you know, hanging on to a couple of teeth and it's getting to be time.
Strapped for cash.
Yeah, you may just, you know, include a note with your tooth when you put it under your pillow. Like, you know, according to Delta Dental, I should be receiving at least $4.66. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's an average, which means some people are getting way more and some people are getting way less.
I'm going to ask an honest question here.
Yeah.
Was there a news story in our riot history of a man who would sneak in to try to steal kids' teeth, or is that a movie? Because it sounds like a movie. But then I also think, like, he was trying to get teeth or the money that was left. No? I think that's a movie.
You know what?
I think it's a movie or a book. It's probably that. Okay. It's not real.
Don't worry. You know what, Nikki? I'm sure on some level it's real, not real.
I could just say, like, you need money, so you break in. Yeah, you break in to try to steal fangs, and there's, you know, the cash, the Tooth Fairy cash.
Tooth Fairy's already been here.
Yeah, so then you grab the cash.
Got it.
I don't think that really happened, now that you say it out loud, so...
Long egocentric tirade from Obadiah disguised as a worst of the riot clip. Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
You know, Nikki, speaking of the movies, they had a big night at the movies last night.
They did at the
movie
Oscars.
People had a big night last night.
There was a big night.
But I will tell you, a movie that was never recognized at the Oscars, even though they made three of them.
All right.
It was recognized at the box office, but it wasn't recognized at the Oscars.
Sure.
All right.
A lot of movies, I feel, would fall into that category.
I'm talking about Throat Punch 1, 2, and 3. Also known as Taken.
Okay.
Liam Neeson punches people in the throat, takes down human trafficking.
Sure.
I never saw Taken 3. I don't know what he does.
You're right. Yeah, I only saw 1 and 2. But I meant to tell you, I saw the ad for, there's an NBC show.
Well, what do you think we're talking about now?
Called Taken. I was like, what is this? Again, with not knowing any of these shows that are coming out.
Tonight, Nikki.
Yeah.
Tonight's your night.
I saw some ad
where
they're on a train.
You're back on NBC.
I'm not on NBC.
You are on NBC.
That's not going to do it. But what was the show last week we talked? The Blacklist Redemption?
Yep.
Another show on NBC where we apparently are not getting the promos for it.
Well, I knew that they were making a Taken TV show. I did not know that it was time.
Yeah.
And so here it is, a mid-season replacement, which is not always where the best shows go, I'll tell you. But it's tonight. So the idea is, in the Taken films, the Liam Neeson character, you know, he's got a particular set of skills.
So the whole quote here.
What we're going to do is... we're going to see where those particular set of skills came from.
Oh, so it's
a prequel.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Well, let's think about it. They've done all they can do in the sequel, because what do? They're like, all right, the daughter's been kidnapped. Now we're going to kidnap the mom.
Sure.
And then I don't even know what they kidnapped in the third one. The dog, maybe? Like, I'm not sure, but something. Somebody somewhere got something.
I just assumed it was someone else, like a new guy. And he also didn't like his daughter taken. Yeah. Like, many people would be... so upset, and he just also has a special set of skills.
Right. So, but no, it's the same guy
same
with
guy.
The same set of skills, but Have you ever wondered, like, where did he learn how to Juliana Carrot that way?
Probably not
so
really.
We're going to find out
in
as
this
we
series.
See him in cooking school tonight on him.
No, when I saw the trailer, I forget what I was watching yesterday, and it finally I caught something of it. I was like, wait a minute, this is something I was going to tell you. I was like, this is a show. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. So they say that the guy they've got playing
The Liam Neeson character
is really good. So I'm looking here. The Nerdist posted a review of it. They gave it 3.5 burritos. And that's
out
on
of
a
how many?
That's on a five burrito scale. It's on a 5 burrito scale.
That's not
so.
The best. It doesn't seem
but
right.
But it's not the worst.
Not the worst, but not the best.
You know what, Nikki? I feel like you're being a little negative about it. What if I told you that it was 3.5 jars of black honey on a 5-jar scale?
Well, that's an expensive scale.
That's a big scale.
Like, is it local?
Has it already been processed or is it in the raw?
Yes.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
So this weekend, I spent an enormous amount of time maybe enormous is a stretch, okay? I spent time playing the new Legend of Zelda game that's out this Friday.
Yes.
So it's going to be out on the Nintendo Switch, which is also out Friday. That's how I played it. But it's also coming to the Wii U on Friday as well. And I'll tell you, since, they say we can talk about the first 5 hours.
The first 5 hours of Zelda?
Uh-huh. And I'm just going to tell you that the first 5 hours, Nikki, seem to be something pretty special.
Oh, you've been looking forward to it.
You know what? I have. There are a couple of other games that are due out in the next couple of weeks that I think I actually Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yes, there's one of them.
That I think I may have been looking forward to a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the previous Zelda games have, like Skyward Sword, been just kind of a little disappointing to me. This game fixes, at least initially, seems to fix a lot of that. There's basically no tutorial. You just wake up and go. And they don't even really... You kind of find a guy that kind of gives you something to do, but you don't have to do anything you don't want to do, which sounds a little ridiculous. But I mean, if you wanted to, you could just hunt animals.
Yeah.
You can hunt. You can cook. You can mine stuff. You can just make money. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Or you can go through and do the...
Yeah, they give you kind of this initial setup of like, hey, here are these four things you can do, and you get these four abilities, and then the world kind of opens up more to you once you do that. But, it's crazy. Like, I have been having a really good time. The only thing I haven't liked in these first 5 hours is that your weapons break after a while. So, what's the word I want for it? They degrade over time, whatever, but the more you use them, it'll all of a sudden say, like, your Boko stick or whatever is about to break.
Do you need to get a new one or get strong?
Yeah, then you constantly have to go around and grab weapons and stuff. And I'm not a fan of that.
I know it's not the real world and maybe, you know, some of that realism of, yeah, your weapons would degrade over time, but you don't want that in all your games.
It's been the only thing about the game that I've been
annoying.
Oh, come on, man. Are you for real right now? Like, this is breaking. Are you for real right now?
That's too real world. It's just too normal.
Man, but that, Nikki, you can capture wild horses.
All right.
And you can capture a bunch of them. And then you go to a horse stable and you can name them. And you, for 20 rupees, they'll get, put a saddle on them and board
awesome.
Them for you.
That's
if you
great.
Want.
Yes, you could do that.
I'm way sucked in. Like, it's awesome.
Well, for the Nintendo, for the first 5 hours. So,
well, yeah, I mean,
that
you know.
Is Zelda. But for the Nintendo Switch, Obi did an unboxing of the Nintendo Switch, which you can watch on our Radio U Facebook page or at Radio U Riot on YouTube if you actually want to watch a complete unboxing of it.
I almost brought it in today so during lunch I could just play.
Yeah.
But I didn't because I need to go to the gym.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
Last week, the American Psychological Association released a study that showed that Americans were experiencing the first statistically significant stress increase in the last 10 years. So they said that 57% of those that were studied, of all political stripes, so...
Yeah.
Liberal, conservative, anywhere in between. They say that the U.S. political climate was very or somewhat a significant source of stress. I can say that right here, right
now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I feel like politics has become stressful.
And I know this past year was maybe especially stressful on all sides, but I think politics, when it's a big year, no matter what, it's always stressful.
Yes, absolutely. So they say that is up 52%. So we're seeing a 5% increase in the number of people that say that politics are stressing them out. So the name of the survey is called Stress in America, Coping with Change. So they say 7% of American adults in 2005, all the way up to 65% of Americans in 2015 use social media. So,
which is what stresses everybody else out.
Well, that's actually, no, that's where this is headed.
Yeah.
And they say, now think about this, from those that are in the 18 to 29 age bracket, if you look at the stress level, so like in 2005, 12% said that they felt stressed, but in 2015, it takes a while to get to the results,
sure.
Right? They say that 90% of people in that age bracket are self-reporting stress.
Yeah.
That's a big jump. 78% jump in the stress levels. Whoa. So they are saying that now it's not, they can't necessarily draw a direct connection, but they are saying that there is a belief, they believe, between social media and mental health. They say social media is actually making us more stressed and having a negative effect on our mental health. So there's a lot more details in the survey, but they warn you against being what they call a constant checker.
Mm-hmm.
And a constant checker is someone who, wait for it, constantly checks their social media. So they say if you're somebody that reaches your phone, I don't have exactly what they say makes you a constant checker, but it's certainly more than, or it's at least once an hour, if
yeah.
not more, checking social media. But you know what? The funny thing is, I have found that if I am high stress, like I'm in the middle of something really stressful, I'm more likely to check social media.
Well, it just depends on which one you're going to. Like if Twitter calms you down, and maybe that is more relaxing, but for some, Twitter will amp you up. Or like Facebook. If you don't want to be stressed, Facebook is not usually the one to go to because, depending on who you follow, what's in your feed, it's probably going to stress you out.
Facebook's the worst.
But for me, like, okay, I'll pop on Instagram. I don't get a lot of,
Instagram's, at least for us, is not very political.
Yeah, like, it just depends on what you're following and who you're following and what you're looking at.
Well, they say, in general, social media is leading to higher stress levels.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, you can feel free not to believe them, but
yeah.
they say that it is raising stress levels. People that have never reported stress are saying, I'm stressed out. Social media is doing it. The only thing I will say is the thing that makes me agree with this the most is not the idea of like what people say stress me out. I mm-hmm. think there is some of that. I just think that your brain was not meant to process so many different points of view all the time. Like, I don't think our brains in general get enough downtime. So it's like, when you normally would have had downtime where you're not around people or whatever, your brain would have had a chance to maybe slow down and process certain things.
Sure.
And then you invite anywhere from, 50 to 100 to 200 people into your room, and you listen to what they keep telling you what they're thinking about.
Your brain has no chance to ever recover.
I think your brain is like, shut up, guys, I need a minute. And you're like, no.
And put your phone down, but we don't.
What you need is 30 more people telling you what to think.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, one of my roommates has been texting me to tell me that our fridge is leaking, like refrigerator.
Doesn't that sound like a fun thing?
Is that, like, do I just call the front office, or like, do I call the landlord, or like, who am I supposed to call about that?
Well, you need to isolate the leak, I think, or
okay.
figure it out. And it's probably going to be more on you because, you know, you are your landlord. So,
oh, I am.
Yeah, you're going to have to. Adulting is what they normally say. You're going to.
Do I hashtag
you
that?
Get a hashtag for today. If your fridge is leaking, yes, you get a hashtag adulting, and you must figure that out.
Okay. So Here's what I'm wondering. Like, who do I give the receipt to? Like, if I fix it?
Again, that...
do I turn that in for a reimbursement? Do I give it to the government?
No.
Does the government reimburse me for that? Isn't there, like, a fridge tax that we've all been paying into? And then,
you get one free fridge. Are you up to your deductible, or are you fine?
Well, it's pretty early in the year still, so...
That's true. No, you you get to get your own appliances.
Get to.
Yes.
Now, that's an interesting phrase right there.
You get to go buy your own. You can pick out whatever you want or fix it however you want.
Well, I'm leaning towards fixing it.
Yeah, I know. You should.
Because,
you know. But even that, you're like, I don't know what to do. And when water starts pouring out of something, it's very intimidating.
It is intimidating because water, you don't think this, but water is the most damaging thing you can have.
It is.
I mean, aside from a tree falling through your house, water is terrifying.
I once had our washer, there's where the water comes in, and it had gotten knocked out because my washer knocked it. And I was sitting there in bed going, gosh, that cycle has gone for a really long time. And I thought I had heard water. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
And then I eventually come in and it had been spewing water for like 30 minutes, enough to do damage.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get the clip thing that's on the water part open so I could get in to turn it off. It had like some safety thing on it. And I had to call my dad to come over because I was panicking because I just couldn't get it and Eric wasn't there.
Hey, Dad, how's it going?
And when water's gushing, you're just like, no towel can help it.
No.
No towel can get it up quick enough, again, before there's damage.
Yeah, like water is so damaging. Like, it is so damaging. It's bad. So I'm excited because, like, the thing that's really cool about it is, like, it's been leaking down below the fridge under the crawl space.
That sounds fun. That sounds like damage, doesn't it?
So it's like, I got to get down there and find out like what's ruined. Something.
Mm-hmm.
Something's ruined. Don't worry about that. It's ruined.
Oh, and on a Monday too. Nice.
I know. I'm really excited about it. And the awesome thing is, it's like, should I run out and see to this right away? Well, regardless, I got to be back here at 3:00. I made an appointment that I just tried to cancel and I can't.
Oh, to go over there. So I've got like this. It is not working out. Well, if you tell them that you have a leak, won't they cancel your appointment?
No, it's not. It's not the kind you think.
Oh.
It's not. It's a thing. It's a whole thing.
Sure.
But you know what? I'm excited about it and looking forward to all the potential consequences.
What a great day.
I know.
What a great week.
It's a great
to start it off.
I know. Well, the exciting thing is like, I'm going to be here all day.
Yeah.
But the entire day, I'm going to be thinking about...
Excited about
it. I wonder how much water is currently leaking out and causing damage.
Can you turn the water off, though, for a while? Or?
Well, I mean, we think so.
Sure.
I wonder if it happened. I wonder if it worked.
Because there's always water left in the line.
Always in the line. Plenty of time, plenty of pressure to keep that going.
Just lots of towels. That's all I can say. Lots of towels.
Yeah. And you know, the funny thing is, that's just for my tears. We haven't even gotten to the water problem yet.
To the water leak. Oh, good time. Again, hashtag adulting. You can use that today. Make a post.
Can I? But again, like, are you going to?
I'm not fixing it for you.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
And the riot. Obviously. Radio U.
You know what I've thought to myself many times as I've gone into the gym to get some exercise? I've just thought, you know what would be great is if I could just take a break right now and smoke one down. That would be perfect. You know
what
I'm saying?
You never thought that?
No. I've just thought, like, you know, if I could hit that vending machine for a little brownie. Little marijuana infused brownie, then I'd really be ready to tackle the rest of this workout. It's going to get me the energy that I need, the calories that my body craves.
Yeah,
to finish this workout.
Your post workout snack. Now, I know you might go to a gym where maybe you assume that's what everybody's doing, but this would be a gym where they would encourage you to do that.
That's exactly what it is. Jim McAlpine is going to be opening the Power Plant Gym in San Francisco in May. He said he uses marijuana during his workout to get in the eye of the tiger mode.
Is that what he really
says? That's a direct quote,
Nikki.
That does
not hurt your case.
That's a direct quote.
Or it does hurt your case.
So he says that he is teaming up with former NFL star Ricky Williams and says that, man, listen, you don't understand. Marijuana is going to be the thing that pushes you next level.
So you can smoke it around people in the gym or just like eat stuff with it.
That's right.
Gosh, gosh, I hated that. I lived up above someone who had a farm growing in their apartment. Man, I hated that. It was just like, I didn't want to smell like it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want everything to smell like it.
And they can say, like, oh, you won't be. Yes, you will.
Yes, you will.
So McAlpine says that he'll have a line of edibles, but you will also be able to buy and smoke weed there at the gym. So the guy that he's teaming up with from the NFL, he did 5 seasons with the Saints and the Dolphins, and he ended up retiring when he failed his 3rd drug test.
What for? I just wonder.
I'll let you be the judge
where
of that.
That is.
Look, so it doesn't, I don't understand why people can't make this connection. Smoking anything is bad for you. That's just it. If you're putting smoke in your lungs, it's bad for you. And that's not you're just a voice for the man trying to keep my marijuana away from me. No, it's not that. Smoking is bad. Smoking cigarettes is not good for your lungs. Smoking marijuana is not good for your lungs. And I'm not even trying to push an agenda here. Let's just talk about facts.
Anything that you want to do that you think's awesome is not going to be good for you.
Well, these Oreo eggs will be.
Well, no, I know deep down.
I'm just saying, Nikki,
that are good for us.
I'm just saying that, you know, that's not true about everything.
And anything that makes going to the gym better is also not sustainable, because it's not fun to work out, and it shouldn't be, because it's not. So
the only way you could get me here is to make an argument that the people that are on pre-workout are actually just taking meth anyway. Because man, when I see some of those guys hit the gym door on their pre-workout, I'm like, I don't know what you're taking, but it really doesn't seem legal from over here.
It's probably not.
Something's wrong here.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen people come in practically screaming and dancing, and you're just like,
I would like someone who's just oblivious to what gym that they signed up for with the power plant one. Just has no idea.
You just walk in and you're like, so we're smoking in the gym? Is he smoking on the treadmill?
Are we eating brownies?
Is he on a treadmill eating a brownie?
You think it's the best thing ever, but you just don't know.
What is this, Planet Fitness?
You haven't
gotten
it?
You can't do that?
Oh, on like pizza nights? Something on the pizza thing?
Eating pizza on the treadmill? What?
Remember, if you're excited about it and you think it's awesome, it's not going to work.
Boy, it's a bummer when you put it in those terms. You know that, right?
I want to be real about it.
You know that, right?
Yes, just be real.
The riot used to be 3 people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
Don't forget, this Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. specific.
If you want to be specific about
it. I do.
You mean Pacific.
I do. I that's everything I mean is what you just said. We are going to be doing the Riot Anniversary live. So you can watch us hang out in the studio live, because that's what we'll be.
What we do is we honor our anniversary, and it's Radio U Riot on Facebook and YouTube. So subscribe there and you'll be set for Thursday.
Okay. And there have been talk of cake. I feel like if we don't order the cake, there won't be a cake.
Well, a few have asked about it, like, is there going to be cake, or what day are we celebrating? Just random people.
Well, here's what I want to know. Like, has your mom been asking?
Yes, she's
okay,
one of
because
them.
If your mom is asking,
she always brings cake. She's very kind.
Well, we can trust your mom with the cake.
Yeah.
But if any other person is asking,
they're not bringing it.
They're not going to understand how important the cake is.
Yes.
You understand that?
Yes. Now, we got a very large cake last time. I feel like we could, and you don't like what I'm going to say? Okay, I won't even say it then.
Honestly.
I'm
going
to take it back. I don't even know.
I see
it's
where you're
Monday,
going.
I'm tired.
Like, I can
don't
see
even
where,
know.
That's right. You know what? Your blood sugar's probably
it's
low,
fine.
Nikki. You need some cake.
I just need to just think about Thursday and more the merrier.
Well, here's what I'm thinking, all right? You and I haven't talked about this, but like, I'm taking a day off next week.
Yeah.
Because I'm planning on it. And so any leftover cake, I'll just take home with
you
me.
You just take with you.
And
do you know if you...
I'll just eat that for the whole day off. Okay. That's all I'll eat.
Here's a life hack.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay. You take whatever leftover cake you have.
Uh-huh, okay.
And you cut it into slices.
Yeah, huh?
And then you take those slices and you separate them and put them like on a plate.
Yeah.
And then you freeze that for like 20, 30 minutes or something. Like, then you take them out, grab little Ziploc baggies, and put each cake in a piece of...
In its own bag.
And then when you want to have a piece of cake, you just take it out of the freezer and pop it in the microwave or just let it defrost.
You know, I love what you're saying. The only thing is, I don't know what leftover cake is.
Well, if we had a big enough cake, there is leftover cake.
I mean,
it has to be.
I'm sure that you've probably been places where it's happened.
Yes.
But I mean, I've never been anywhere
where they've had
leftover cake.
Well, then that way your cake survives and you can have it anytime you want to.
All right.
And I used to always like cake warmed up in the microwave and then you pour milk over it.
Okay, great.
So you can do something like that.
Here's what's going to happen is Thursday night, we're going to be in here. We're going to be doing the thing. And then I'm just going to spend the night here at the studio to wake up and do the show on Friday morning. And guess what I'm going to have for breakfast that day?
Cake.
I'm going to have cake.
Oh, yes.
And guess what? Like when the show starts at 6 a.m., I'm going to be asleep by 6:15.
Because you can't stay awake.
Not on cake.
Not with cake.
I'm going to have something else,
too. I'm looking forward to Thursday. We always have a really good time. It's really fun to be able to talk to you guys in a slightly different setting than you just listening to the show. You'll be able to watch us host a special Riot live event.
Yes. So, hey, remember, we would love to hear from you in advance. So if you got something like a good question that we can use on the show, or if you just got some stuff you'd like to see, you can always text, email, whatever. Contact us through riot.radiou.com.
Like, what cake should we get?
We already have that answer. Thank you.
Don't want to talk to the Riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
I want you to keep something in mind. When we talk about what we're about to talk about, it's only in Canada.
We're noted that, so don't get too excited unless you're listening to us from Canada.
All right, so here's what happened. You've got some people that have taken chicken sandwiches from 5 different restaurants in Canada, and they've done DNA testing on the chicken.
To see what's in it?
What's in that chicken?
Just like when everybody did the horse or the meat testing and it had horse.
Yeah, so here's what we got. McDonald's, their country chicken sandwich, the Wendy's grilled chicken sandwich, the A&W chicken grill deluxe.
A&W? I think that's still a thing in Canada.
There's an A&W restaurant. At least there used to be one like 10, 15 minutes from here.
Oh, that's been long gone.
Are you sure?
Yep.
I wonder if we're talking about the same one.
The one over there?
What's over there?
Over there.
We'll talk about it later. Just forget it. And the Subway
People
oven.
Are like, where did she blame?
Oven roasted chicken sandwich. And here's what they found. The A&W had 89% chicken DNA. McDonald's, 84%. Tim Hortons, 86%. Wendy's, 88%.
So what else is the other stuff, though?
It could be like soy,
corn,
like just different things that are making up the sandwich.
That's in the Tim Hortons one.
Water. Of course, hockey pucks. I just got that.
Mostly the Tim Hortons one.
Stuff they'd be fine with in Canada.
Yes, the things that you normally have is like filler.
But there's one outlier in this whole mess that didn't quite add up. Did you notice who I didn't mention?
We said McDonald's, Wendy's, Subway. Tim Hortons.
Didn't say Subway.
Subway has chicken? Yes, they do.
They do. when you took a look at the oven roasted chicken from Subway, 53.6% chicken.
Ooh, that's a low number.
The chicken strips, 42.8%.
Ooh, even lower.
Even lower.
What's in there?
Soy.
Soy? Well, I mean, if it's the filler.
Okay.
But you're paying for chicken.
If I paid, first off, I'm a little uncomfortable with the fact that we're at 89%
of what you're thinking you're getting.
Like, if I buy a chicken sandwich and you're like, well, I mean, it's almost 90% chicken. I'm like, wait, hang on. What's the other 10%? What do you mean 89% chicken?
But I'm more comfortable hearing you say soy than I am hearing you say like goat or lamb or horse or other things that I might not. You guys think that's a premium.
At least there you get your money's worth.
You think it's a premium
because
you're
getting meat.
At
least,
yeah,
at least
it's
not
the meat.
Meat
that you thought it would be.
I mean,
you went in for chicken.
Subway is giving you they're giving you chicken flavored soy at that point. 42%
chicken? 42%
chicken. Remember, this is in Canada. Okay, this is not in the United States. So we don't know what the results would be in the United States. Probably lower, but that's just speculation.
Yeah.
I don't actually know. 42% chicken. That's just like, that's practically vegan. I mean, like, what are you... What's
it's,
the percent?
I used to
it's
call
gotta
it chicken.
Be.
It's like it's spelled a little different, but it's not chicken.
As a vegan, what percentage do you need? At 40%, it's not the majority chicken, so you're probably fine.
You're safe with it.
Oh my gosh, 42%. So that just makes me wonder, like, if I go to Subway and get a turkey sandwich, they're like, whatever. Just, it's something.
You would think that would be regulated more. With the percentage of
it. Then the question becomes, like, maybe it is. I don't know. I didn't dig really deep into what Canadian food things, like their regulations on food, but it scares me just a little bit. Because I feel like, comparing the United States and Canada, I'm proud to be an American, but I feel like in Canada, they're more careful about things.
I feel like there's less people, so they're going to get found out more, like... I feel like it's just a bit more monitored or whatever.
Okay.
But here, I think anything goes because there's so many.
It's a free for all.
Yeah, like so much competition, many stores, restaurants, places, and we just don't care.
You should just be glad you're getting food at all.
Yes, be thankful.
Yeah.
That's the American spirit.
Yeah.
Thankful and grateful.
Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Every day.
Yes.
So stop asking what's in it and just eat it.
Ugh, that is disappointing to hear those numbers.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, at this point, like, McDonald's is looking like a pretty good option here for a chicken sandwich.
How much?
89%?
Chicken?
89% chicken. Wow!
Chainsaw, pickaxe, shotgun, ammo, flashlight, pipe bomb, Twinkie. What am I missing? The Riot. Radio U.
So, Nikki, are you planning a pilgrimage later this year?
Well, there's been talks. I wasn't sure where or what I should do, but sure.
Well, because what I was thinking is, if you look at it, coming up in April, the new Apple campus is going to be opening. And I thought that might be...
I go to Cupertino for that.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know, like, what, you know, how Appleites do it, but if it's one of those things where, like... You know, do you all approach on foot? Are you allowed to drive in? Or maybe you're like allowed to drive an electric car towards the campus?
But nothing more than that. You know, I don't know. I've never made a pilgrimage there.
Well, I mean, I think it's time because they're going to start operations officially there in April.
In April, so I got to be ready.
And it's going to be done. So they've officially named it Apple Park, but a lot of people have called it Campus 2, Spaceship, and Donutsville.
That I like the most.
Are all names that have been attributed to it. So it looks like somebody built the Pentagon and they were like... You know what? We're so tired of five sides. This has no sides
because we don't want to do that.
Because we're all equal. And then it all, you know, obviously they haven't unveiled it yet, but I think that something's going to emerge from the middle of this and it's going to be a 1,200-foot tall statue of Steve Jobs.
Sure.
I mean, that's what I think is going to happen.
Maybe.
It's just going to rise up out of the ground.
Like a phoenix?
I can't prove that. Like,
well, then that would be like, you know, if you go to Google and stuff, they have a lot of the statues for the operating systems.
Like, yeah, you know what we
for
see?
Android?
We see your Kit Kat statue
and
we raise you Steve.
Yes, one of those. So I don't know, maybe.
So I don't know if you bring like some sacred relics and lay it at his feet or maybe just maybe some flowers or some wreaths.
It might just be donut shaped and nothing comes out.
Well, that's possible, too, but I'm sure during your pilgrimage, you'll be able to learn about that. So
I guess I could go.
You'll come back changed. I don't have any doubt about it.
I start wearing more neutral colors, like linens, like a gentle cotton.
Well, what's the
tunic? A tunic sort of thing.
Don't they all wear blue shirts? I know Best Buy does that or used to, but like, don't they have a color at the Apple store?
No. Well, wait, do they? I only look at their eyes, their face. I don't notice the clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I don't believe that for a second.
No, it's because you're always there for so long. You have plenty of time to look around.
You look at everything.
Maybe they do wear blue, but it is a darker blue.
I think they do. And so Nikki comes back and all of her tops are blue now.
Blue, and I never wear blue.
Always wearing blue.
Yeah, they wear a darker blue.
Yep. See, there you go. That's you, Nikki. It's your chance. So I'm looking forward to it, and I hope that you journal the entire journey so that some of us can grow along with you. You know, you can tell us about your thoughts and feelings and how it's impacted you.
Why don't you come with me and become one of us?
Because if I say both of us are going, then we're never going.
But if you are going, then it's fine.
Then, like, that's something that'll actually happen.
All right, well, get ready. I'm coming.
All right.
April.
I'll let them know to expect you.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
I missed it! Do it again!
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
Did you see how cute the digi-delivery guy when he came in with his brown pants and his big muscles?